Okay, now let's go on to Lamed Ches Amir Aleph, a very interesting case of the Gemara. Share Nikinar. What is Nikinar? Nasu Nisim Lidlas Isav. Tana Rabbanan. Ma Nisim Nasu Lidlas Isav. Zag the Gemara Amu Kishaholach Nikinar. We'll see who Nikinar was. Lahavit Losais, he wanted to bring fancy copper doors to the Beis HaMikdash. Amu Kishaholach Nikinar, Lahavit Losais from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, which was for the entrance doors of the Hazara. Bechazirosai Amar Alav Nachshol. Nachshol is some sort of a hurricane. Shebiyom Litovoi, to drown and to overturn the ship. Notlu, the ship captains, whatever they're called, Notlu achas mehem vihitilu liyom, because it was too heavy for the ship. Vadayin lo nocha yoy mizapoi, bikshu lahatl es cheverto, the second door. Omar hu ubarcha. Omar lohem. No, ukarcha. He was like hugging it. Omar lohem. Hitiluni imo. You want to throw it into the yam? Throw it me with it. Miyad, when he was willing to do that, Mesiris Nefesh. Noch ayom mizapoy. Voye mitztayer. And he felt bad that he didn't stand up for the first door. Al chavet. Kivin she'egiyal in the mail lamola, they came to the port, shel Akoi, hoisa mivatzetzes v'yoytza mitachas doifnei asvino. That other door was on the bottom of the ship. V'yesh oimrim bir yoshe b'yom boloso, like a story with Yena, swallowed the door. V'kiyuso le'abosha, when they came to Akko. V'oleo omar shleime, in Shir Ashirim, Perik Aleph, Posuk Yud Zayin, Koyreis Botenu Arozim, Rihitenu Beroizim, Al Tikru Beroizim, Elo Brisyam, Lefikoch, Kol Ashorim Shoyu Bemigdosh, Nishtanu Liois Shelzov, Chutz Mishare Nikino, Mepnesh and Nasu Boy Nisim, Yeshoimim, Mepnesh and Choyshison, Mutzahavas hoisa, it looked beautiful. Ebelezeve Yankev oimer, nechoishes kloinus hoisa, voisa mi'ira kishel zov. So that was the reason for this. Right. So Rashi tells us, let's see the Rashis. Port, that's just a nice Rashi. Linemola is Porto. Mokim Shvasvinas Nimshaka Sham Leyavosha, and Eshoimrim Priyas Ayo. And therefore, that's why there would be this. Let's just see here in the back. Hold on. So the Tosi Yishonim asks a very good kasha. We're calling Nikinar a good guy, right? The top omad, and he was ready to go in. He has a kasha, you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Loi mipnei she'osa avera k'sholach le'mitzrayim k'damrina b'svri logor sham yatachoyza. Aval atachoyza l'schoyra u'lekibush haaretz. So he went. He had a right that you would have thought, he says, Shayna Maisi, you're going to Mitzrayim to get a door? You're not allowed to go to Mitzrayim. So maybe that would be his problem. Maybe that would be his problem. And that was what the Rishayim, some of the Rishayim asked that kasha. The other question that's asked by the Achrayim, a very interesting question. He was going to jump into the yam. he's going to kill himself. Hare osur la'abedat smiladas. So the Ben Yoyod answers and he says, they would have killed him. Maybe it would have been a Chil Hashem. I don't know. Very interesting. Why did he only stand up for the second door, not for the first door? Zok the Mishneh Vayte. So those are some of the questions that are asked on this Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Ve'elu, unbelievable Mishneh. We said the good things that people did. So now the Mishneh turns to the negative. Ve'elu lignai shel beis garmu. There was a family of garmu that they knew how to make the maisa lechem upon him on it. So what did they know how to do special? They know how to shape the breads in the tzura, I don't know. They knew how to bake the breads in a way that it was good. And they didn't want to teach other people this umnes. That was one family. Shel beis aftinas lo yirotzu lelamed al maisa ktoires. They knew the secret how to make the ktoires good. Hugras ben Levi, Hoyoideya, Perik Bashir. He knew how to sing it very well. We'll see in a second what this was. Vilay Rotzo Lelamed, Ben Kmeitza, Lerotzo Lamed al Maisak Sav. And he knew how to do it. It says, Bivasacha. And so Rashi tells us. Let's see the Rashi. Koisher Dalit Kulmisin Bedalit Etzboisov Vekoisiv Shem Ben Arba Oisois Kechon. He knew how to do a circus trick, held the four pens and write it, and it'll come out the Shev Hashem. And he didn't want to do it. Alarishoinim Nemar Zeichel Tzadik Livroche Valelu Nemar Vishem Rishoim Yerka. So just before we go back to the other ones, so Rashi says, the question is, what's the big benefit of putting four pens, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and writing it out in one shot? What's the great benefit? I mean, I could understand the Ketoris had to be Mehudardik. I could understand the Kol Noyim. What is the Mila? So some want to say that Yud Kei Vav Kei really has an inherent problem. If you write Yud Kei, a Yud and a He, it's a Shem Hashem. When you add the Vav, you're being moichik the Shem Hashem, because now you're giving it a different understanding. But then when you write the last He, so it becomes the Yud and the He and the Vav and the He. So, but you have to do it that way because you have no choice. Because you can't write it backwards, because Hashem Hashem has to be Kesidron. So you have to write it forwards. So every writing of the Hashem Hashem has an inherent problem of Mechikas Hashem. So what's the way to do it? You have to do it. But if you do it Bevas Achas, so if you do it Bevas Achas, you got around that problem. Because now you're writing the Yud Kei Vav Kei in one shot. So what? So the kasha is asked by some of the achronim, but then the top of the hay is coming before the bottom of the yud. How do you write it with your hand? You go like this. If you go like this, you write it with your hand. So it's invariably the top of the last hay is before the bottom of the first yud. So it's shaloi kesidron. That's what some ask about that, and as I remember, there's an Avnei Nezer, and, right. So if you look in the Maritz Chayes, who was a great thinker, the Maritz Chayes says they were the original printing press. They figured out a stamp. A stamp happens all mamish bevas achas. Not like Rashi, that it was four pens in one shot. They knew how to make a rubber stamp, and they put it out, like, which is really...
Why is that a ksiva?
Oh, so that would be a chiddush. If that would be a ksiva, or that would not be a ksiva.
Right.
Yeah. So there's also another question here. Why would the Chachamim be maskadem lignai? In Hilchas Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to even say Lashon Hara about somebody who does wrong. So here's the Gnai, they did something wrong. And to put it into a Mishnah? L'doire doires. Yeah, it's a very big question. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about this. So there's a mitzvah leganus because they held it was a ginui harishoyim and a mele. That's what we did. Tomorrow we'll continue the end of this Mishnah.